What about the management of patients with papillary cancer for practical purposes? How do you manage it? What's being done in terms of trials?
So papillary kidney cancer is a genetic disease that is completely different than clear cell carcinoma. But one of the similar things that it has is that in papillary kidney cancer, its angiogenesis is controlled by hypoxia. So one could imagine that for all the things that we're talking about, papillary kidney cancer would have the ability to be treated with some of the agents that we're talking about. Let me broaden that. In the temsirolimus clinical trial, they did not restrict patients to just clear cell carcinoma. So in the intermediate and poor prognosis torus cell or temsirolimus trial, papillary kidney cancer was part of that treatment paradigm. We are now seeing the evolution of the uses of sorafenib, sunitinib, and bevacizumab in papillary kidney cancer patients. And for the practicing oncologist, my own view would be, one, if you have available to you a clinical trial for papillary kidney cancer, enter that patient on a clinical trial. If not, use the other commercially available agents in that disease because it still offers patients an opportunity.